The Wash Up on K-Rock 955. Thanks to Goddings, Kubota's Platinum Excavator Dealer. Werribee Central's 13684, Inverleigh 81967. Out at Inverleigh Reserve, the Centurions now back to within half a game of the top five with an upset result. And we've been lucky enough to be joined by their coach, Nick Smith. Nick, thanks for joining us. I would probably hazard a guess that you'd rate it the best win in your time at the club.
Yeah, certainly as a coach. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we finally got over the line in one of those close ones against one of the top teams, which is what we've been, you know, aiming for, was to grab a big scalp, and Saturday was the day. It's great.
Yep. Looking at Inverleigh's side, obviously they had a couple of late withdrawals in Jack Kennedy Hunt and Chris Jones. When did you become aware that you wouldn't have to contend with those two?
When they grabbed big Seb Loader out of the twos and he jogged out to warm up with their senior side. That was the first time we saw that somebody was out. But yeah, I don't take much notice of the other team until sort of warm-up pre-game, and that's when we saw Kennedy Hunt wasn't there. So, yeah, certainly wasn't unhappy about that.
Let's talk about the match, though. 14 points you lead by at three-quarter time. Luke Karcher kicks an early goal, gets you out to a 19-point lead or thereabouts. And then they hit back with a couple through Blake Hutchinson and Dalton Grundle. Did you have a feeling that, gee, we're going to get overrun here, and that they had all the momentum at about, I think, about 8 minutes in?
Yeah, that wasn't a great time for us. It's funny, we'd actually chatted at three-quarter time, sort of at what point do we maybe start, you know, putting some numbers behind the footy or, you know, setting up a bit more defensively. But because we were going okay sort of head-to-head and playing the footy that we more naturally play, we sort of kept with it. But we did get a bit nervous at that point, and yeah, at that 8 or 10 minute mark, that's when we put Jackson Smith behind the footy and played sort of seven defenders for the rest of the game. And I think he had about five or six intercept marks in that role as we finished out the quarter, which actually then ended up setting us up for some good attacking play too. So we might have learnt a different structure from throwing something around under pressure.
Yeah, is it also a sign of the growing maturity of your football club as well?
Yeah, when I watched it back last night, I actually didn't realise how well we played in that last quarter. I kind of felt like we were hanging on, when really from that 8 to 10 minute mark, we really dominated the rest of that game to win well. You know, and that's, we've always, if you track our form, we've always finished well. But that, I put that down to, we just have a, you know, as you know, I think half of our team's under 20. We have a pretty, and just their youthful legs. We just never run out of legs. And so we can get beaten, but we don't usually get run over. So most of the time we lose games because of decision making or, you know, it's lack of composure and stuff in those close games. So to be honest, mate, when we had the lead, I just thought, you know, if we can hold on to this, it's really going to show these guys what they're capable of. And so hopefully that's how they're feeling about it, that it's a bit of a confidence booster as to how you can go against the better teams by just doing what we want to do for four quarters instead of two or one or three.
Yep. I know he's a Central's kid and he suffered a broken ankle, I think it was, in the pre-season. And Bradley Carlton, third game back. I got a sense of what he means to the playing group when he kicked that opening goal against Bell Post Hill in his first senior game back when he was mobbed by his teammates. But I suspect yesterday was his best game and he's finding his feet again.
Yeah, it was, and oh, they love him. And it's funny because I knew very little of him because, you know, obviously, other than the pre-season, I saw, I think, one pre-season game, and then he spent most of the rest of the time just on the sideline or rehabbing. So, mate, to say he's a pleasant surprise would be an understatement. He's just a fantastic young player and just gives us another option through that midfield, another guy who can run and use the ball well, and he's probably fairly, you know, experienced for his age as well. You know, as a young player already with a year of senior footy under his belt. So, yeah, he was massive, mate. And our midfield's hard to stop when they're up and about, and we've always known that. But we haven't played four quarters, and Saturday was the first time, and that's probably what I'm most proud of.
You play the first half of the split round. You've got Corio this week. How do you ensure that your boys stay focused on Corio and not worrying about the break and then the games to come in the final month of the season?
Yeah, it's interesting because, I mean, in my mind, we just got to keep following the same process that has worked over the last couple of weeks. And I keep trying to, it's very hard to do because I know that psychologically your opponent does play with you a bit. But I said in the preparation to Inverley, I said, don't lose the game driving to the ground. You know, because I think a lot of these guys have... I think there was only two players who had ever beaten Inverley before. And so I knew that they had that kind of built into them. But so then on the flip side, you don't want to flip it over and just, you know, cruise into next week thinking that because it's Corio, you play any different. So I'm really just trying to work into them, mate, that to be honest, the opposition actually doesn't really matter that much. You just got to follow the processes and the game plan and the style of footy we're trying to play. And it should be good enough to have you in most games, which is, you know, it's proven to be the case.
Yeah, well, Nick, it's been a fantastic little run you're getting yourselves on, and look, you're every chance now of potentially stealing a spot in an elimination final in your first year as coach. Really enjoying watching the development of your side. As you said, you're very young, and I think you're setting yourselves up for a nice little era up at Galvin Park. Great to talk to you as always, and hopefully we're talking come late August.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, Tom. Thanks for your time.